Hi everyone, welcome to The Good Stuff. You've tuned in just in time to put a little of the good stuff on your day.
Just want to remind you, the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Old West Days, kicking off tonight here in Valentine, Nebraska. They invite you to come on down. There's still time to get in because a lot of activities on Friday and Saturday, those will be taking place in the Heart City. Same great event, just a different date here, the 25th through the 28th in Valentine. Go to oldwestdays.net for details and join them for some great cowboy poetry.
And knowledge is infinite, you know. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest, continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively at your local distributors out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan your next vacation right here in North Central Nebraska and Cherry County. Did you know the Niobrara National Scenic River is the number one river adventure in the Midwest and one of the top 10 canoe and kayaking rivers in the nation? Bring your tubes or rent tubes, kayaks, camp, all kinds of fun things on the Niobrara River. Great walleye fishing, channel catfish, and a whole lot more. Start planning your next adventure right here in Cherry County. Check it all out and plan it at visitvalentine.com. Well, I have something I ran across when I was going through a bunch of the files here, and I know it's been around once or twice or maybe a half a dozen times.
Oh, the good ones are that. That's the way it is.
We're going to share it with you today here on The Good Stuff. The owner of an old-fashioned corner grocery store in a small country town was fond of quoting a scripture after each sale. He had three old friends that would sit around a pot-bellied stove, play checkers on a faded board. His ability to produce a scripture for all occasions never ceased to amuse the old-timers, and they would listen to see what verse he would come up with relevant to the sale made. A lady purchased some material, and he said, "She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands." A man bought a sack of flour. He said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." It was nearly closing time when the chimes over the door jangled loudly. A well-dressed young man, obviously a stranger from one of the larger towns down the road, entered. "Help you?" offered the proprietor. "I need a blanket for my horse," said the man. "He's out in his trailer, and it's too cold for just one. Bring me the nicest one you've got." The store owner went into the back storeroom, came out with a brown blanket. "That'll be $5.
$5?
"You got to be kidding," said the man. "This horse is a thoroughbred. He gets only the best. He wouldn't stand still for an old $5 blanket." Without comment, the store owner took back the blanket, then merely selected a different color and brought it out. "This one's $25. "Now look," said the young man, "perhaps I didn't make myself plain. This isn't just any old horse. He's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Now I want the best, most expensive blanket you've got. Comprende?" The owner once more went into the storeroom, pulled out another color of the same material and blanket and brought it out. "This is the only one left, and it's $100. "Now that's more like it," enthused the fellow as he paid. Throwing the $5 blanket over his shoulder, he left. The old-timers stared silently at the shopkeeper as they waited to see what possible scripture he could come up with for that sale. Going behind the register, he rang up the $100 and said he was a stranger, and I took him in.
Very good.
Just a few things to remember, all right?
That was very good. Okay, here's some more. You know you are in North Dakota.
Oh, no.
I know. They're good. You have no problem spelling Wahpeton.
I do.
Oh, okay. But you know how to say it.
I know how to say it.
All right, there we go. You have as many Canadian coins in your pocket as American ones.
Not me either.
Oh, well, but we're not in North Dakota. People borrow things to you.
They borrow things to you?
Yeah, I'll borrow this to you. You expect to be excused from school for deer hunting season and combining.
Well, that's just plain sense.
That's common sense. Your soup du jour in your hometown cafe is always beer cheese.
Deer cheese, oh.
Beer.
Oh,
beer cheese.
Beer cheese.
Beer cheese soup.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. And you drive to town during a blizzard just to see if the weatherman knows what he's talking about. You know you are in North Dakota when you lie awake thinking of uses for leafy spurge.
Goats, that's all I can think of.
Yep.
And that's the good stuff.